respects human rights and respects freedom.
We must not tolerate this. Can we stop it?
Freedom House cannot be silent today.
And those who are suffering.
Justice and freedom. We can send that message. We will continue to fight with you.
The Chinese government to end its campaign against the Falun Gong.
Torture and murder of the peaceful Falun Gong practitioners in China.
To do everything that we possibly can.
At least 200 people have been killed in prison.
To end this persecution of Falun Gong.
And we will stand with you, shoulder to shoulder.
Thank you, Nina. I'm delighted to follow my colleague, Senator Durbin from Illinois, and be able to express my support for the resolution he put forward last year, and to state that I will be joining him with that, and we'll work that resolution out to recognize the horrible situation and what is taking place today, and to condemn those actions. I believe that religious freedom is among the greatest, and indeed is the greatest, of personal freedoms. So I'm pleased to join with you today, and I thank Freedom House and the Association of Falun Gong Practitioners for hosting this important event. In some parts of the world, your religious identity can be your death warrant. This should not be so. It shouldn't have happened in the past. It should not happen today. We should not allow it to continue to occur. I know that many of your friends and family suffer in China because simply of their religious identity, because they practice Falun Gong or other peaceful faiths. I'm here today to take a stand for the peaceful practitioners who experience severe persecution throughout China. Today, we urge international support and recognition for peaceful people such as these who humbly seek religious liberty. The dignity of each person demands that no one should be coerced for their religious beliefs. This right is universal and applies to all people. It's our duty to continue to advance the simple notion that it is an inalienable right, which no one can dictate, not even a government. It is a higher principle, protected, divine, precious, fundamental, universal, and vastly personal. Yet according to the shocking accounts of deaths while in detention, illegal arrest, and imprisonments and torture, among other forms of persecution, simple people of faith are paying dearly for their religious convictions in China. We gather here today to reaffirm our strong commitment to all people of faith who seek to express their religious convictions without crushing governmental interference. We call today for an end to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, as well as other persecuted religious groups. We ask today for the Chinese government to end its campaign against the Falun Gong. Stay with it. Stay at it.